Welcome to Minot Today. This is your host, Bob Tim, with KHRT Radio. And my guest today is Justin Anderson. You've heard Justin on the program before, but he has a new title, and I wanted to introduce him as the Executive Director of the Minot Area Council of the Arts. Say hi, Justin.
Hello.
Well, it's really good to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be back.
You're the first interview I've had in my brand new downtown office, and with your office downtown, there was no emissions met.
Nope, it was an easy walk to get here.
Yeah. Super. Well, first of all, congratulations on your
Thank
new
you.
Position. Of course, a lot of people just go by MACA instead of Minot Area Council
yep,
of the Arts.
Yep, but... MACA, however you want to do it. I have an aunt that would say macaw.
Oh, my.
Just make a chicken noise out of it, I guess.
You first handed me a nice postcard type schedule of what's going on with MACA. I'm going with MACA.
Okay.
With MACA for January and February. And my first question, of course, would be, how do people get on a mailing list to get this? Or is there a website they could go to, or could they get an email mailing of this?
As far as an email mailing of it is concerned, that is something that is on my to-do list to get that organized and set. Printing and mailing costs, of course, are not low, and recent news from the United States Post Office means that they're going to be increasing. So that is on my to-do list. Otherwise, you know, we do have a website. The information is not always updated on the website. I apologize for that, but it is there. MinotArts.org is our website. We also have a Facebook page, and most of the events get shared on Facebook quite regularly, so you can see everything through there. Otherwise, the best way, and of course I'm going to push it this way, the best way to get on our mailing list is, of course, to become a member of MACA. We have a variety of membership levels, whether you have an artistic organization or business or endeavor of your own, are part of a club or an organization, or as an individual, we have various membership levels that you can meet and get on that mailing list as well. Otherwise, you can send me an email, justin@minotarts.org, and we can get you added to a mailing list.
Well, you know, one of my pet peeves in Minot is people who say there's nothing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime I hear that, the person who said it gets a pretty big earful.
Yeah, just in the arts world alone, that could keep somebody very busy. And if they don't feel they're busy enough, I imagine you can always use volunteers for things, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, volunteering is something that can be done through MACA, typically in the summer once we get to Arts in the Park. But there are always things going on. We send out those postcards with our members' activities. And, you know, there are still groups out there that are not members of MACA, and they have stuff going on too. So yeah, there are constantly things going on, and we try our best to get everybody involved with us so that we can really become a resource for the people of Minot and finding out what to do.
I'm glad you mentioned Arts in the Park, because I did not realize that was actually part of MACA. I thought it was part of the park district.
Nope. It's actually MACA that puts that on. We make the schedule and arrange all the performers. We set up all the artists that are there throughout the course of the summer and what they do during the concerts as well. It is a MACA event. We work closely with the Minot Parks districts to put it on, of course, because we are using Minot Park space. And we get a nice contribution from the Minot Park district as well that we appreciate every year to help us in our endeavor to put this on. But it is MACA that puts that on. And for anybody who doesn't know what Arts in the Park is, it's been going on for many, many years now. It is free concerts. Most of them are at Oak Park. There are concerts in Oak Park every Thursday night and twice every Sunday, one at 4 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock, all summer long throughout the months of June and July and into the first week of August. And it's all free, it's all fun, and there's often some food there that you can purchase. There's some art stuff going on that you can take a look at or even participate in sometimes. It's just a tremendous family-friendly event all summer long for the people of Minot.
And it's a neat facility they've set up. I want to call it the bandshell.
Well, that's what it is.
Oh, is it?
Yep, okay. The new bandshell at Oak Park is very nice, yes.
And I know last year, several of them I went to, they did mix both the music and have a visual artist mm-hmm. there
yep.
as well, too, which was really nice.
Yep, that's the intent, is to have that music going on, but then have some sort of other type of art happening. We have artists that put up displays or even do workshops, things that you yourself can participate in, or some of our artists were actually creating art in the space, and you could watch them do their work. A lot of different things that could go on.
Living right next to Roosevelt Park, I'd like to see more there.
Yeah.
But I do know you do have things there on occasion.
Yep, there are things there on occasion, and I know the Minot City Band will be not necessarily through Arts in the Park, but I know they have a couple things at Roosevelt Park as well. The bandshell at Roosevelt Park unfortunately becomes a little bit of an issue with the time of day and some of the things that we try to do with Arts in the Parks. That's why a lot of the stuff is moved to Oak Park, but we're good. I'm really pushing towards a big year for Arts in the Park this year for 2019. I hope I'm successful in doing that. We've got a lot of stuff in the works for it.
I hope you are too, because it's a great program and it's so family orientated. There's never anything in the parks that you wouldn't want your kids to see here.
No, absolutely not. We have stuff for adults too. There are spaces for adults to participate, but you know, it is generally the whole thing is family friendly. Anybody can go.
Absolutely. Looking at the schedule, there's just too much to go into. So let's cover around the time of Valentine's Day, keeping in mind that we're already in late January.
Yeah, well, we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah. Do we have anything on the 14th?
February 14th this year is Giving Hearts Day. If you don't know what Giving Hearts Day is, that is a 24-hour online fundraising event, and it's for nonprofits across all of North Dakota and across western Minnesota. This is their 11th or 12th year, I can't remember. Dakota Medical Foundation out of Fargo started this 11 or 12 years ago with a very simple idea to raise some funds for medical causes in the Fargo area. It has blossomed and bloomed and expanded and grown huge in the last 10 years to include all kinds of nonprofits that want to be part of what they call the Impact Institute now with the Dakota Medical Foundation. And basically we push for a day of fundraising in February every year, 24 hours online fundraising at givingheartsday.org. And there are dozens of nonprofits across the state and across western Minnesota that participate in this. And MACA is part of a Minot collaborative of nonprofits that participate in Giving Hearts Day. There are about 10 of us that are all raising money for our own causes and our own nonprofits. And we work really closely together to kind of put something on to get people involved in Giving Hearts Day and what's happening. And on February 14th, that evening, we will have some live music over at Oak Park Theater, and we'll all be set up there, a couple of laptops available for making donations if you care to come in and make a donation to us at the event, or of course all day long we'll be around and we'll be talking to people all day and leading up to it.
People haven't been to the new Oak Park Theater. This would be a great opportunity for them come see the theater. I've been very impressed with what they've done over there. It's really top notch.
Yeah, they've done a nice job of creating a interesting venue. Ultimately, it's not just good for movies because they have a little stage there. They have other events going on in there beyond just movies, and this is a good example of that.
I want people to keep in mind, too, that MACA and the Minot Arts community is just huge. I mean, we're not talking about just the Taubee or just the Heritage Singers. There's visual arts. There's musical arts. There's just so much more.
Well, if you're looking at the visual arts, we've got the Taubee Museum of Art, of course, but then right next door to my office is Suite One Gallery. They have, you know, a display constantly running and things for sale. Then that building is, of course, Art Space. There are all kinds of artists that reside there, and they have a gallery downstairs. Then just a little bit further down the road is 62 Doors Gallery with things going on in there. So from that aspect, there's a ton of it. There are choirs all over, from the Chamber Chorale, Voices of Note, Heritage Singers, Minot Symphony Orchestra with the music that they are bringing, that they put on, Western Plains Opera, Mouse River Players. Now we're getting into theater, so you have Mouse River Players. All the schools have a tremendous theater program for what they do, and it goes beyond and further and on and on and on. For the size of Minot, the arts community is tremendous. It is huge, it is prevalent, and it's always got something going on.
We're so fortunate to have MSU here, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To help feed it. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned the Mouse River Players. I noticed this weekend the Arlene was pretty busy.
Yeah. They had Fox on the Fairway this last weekend and the weekend before, and they were very successful with that. That was a fun romantic comedy production. They've got next is musical comedy Murders of the 1940s. That's coming up here in March. It's not a musical, despite the name of the play. Oh. It's a kind of a murder mystery comedy, and that one's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that one.
And you had mentioned another play coming up. Gee, I can't remember which one it was, though. Was it?
Well, Western Plains Opera has the Sondheim musical Into the Woods. That's coming up here really quickly now, January 25th, 26th, and 27th. I will actually be performing in that one, but don't let that scare anybody away. And then that same weekend, the 26th, is when tickets go on sale for the annual Heritage Singers Variety Show. And those tickets go on sale in my office down in Macca on Main Street. And that's always a tremendous event. This will be my fifth variety show, I believe, that I've performed in, because I'm a member of the Heritage Singers, and it blows my mind every year the popularity of this goofy, silly, ridiculous production. And yet when tickets go on sale the last Saturday of January at 8 a.m., there are people there in line by 6 o'clock waiting for the doors to open to buy tickets.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Minot Public Library, too. Every day I open up the newspaper and look at the events, and there's always something there at the library.
Not only do they always have a lot of stuff going on, they really know how to get it out there. It's in the paper, it's online, it's on Facebook, it's on the radio. Yeah, they do a really great job of offering a variety of things to the Minot community, to people of all ages, and really make a very strong effort in getting everything out there.
Justin, we're already out of time, but there was two things I wanted to mention. First of all, your office is in the art space. I believe you mentioned that, too.
Yep.
And it's easy to find. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the arts really here in Minot appeal to getting the children involved as well, too.
There's yes.
always all kinds of things going back to the library. Many things are held there. The Tobby does a fantastic job, too, don't they?
The Tobby holds art classes for kids. The Minot Public Library has all sorts of stuff going on for children, for youth in the community. We've got LRL Studios running classes, and that's an open enrollment type of situation. Mouse River Players, MSU Summer Theater, they both have events for children all the time. One of our members that I would be very remiss to not mention with regard to this is Full Steam Ahead, steamnd.org. If you go there, they've got MASK, which is Make a Scene Kids, which is theater for kids. They've also got Kids Clay. They've got chess. They've got the Minot Lego Robotics Leagues. So they do everything from clay to theater to robotics to kickball during the summer. They do an incredible job with everything that they do. Right next to me in art space is the Children's Music Academy, where you can take classes on a variety of different musical related things. Good grief, that yes, it's huge. So much stuff for kids to do.
And being we've mentioned so many names already, I'm going to throw out Margie's art class.
Yes, absolutely. I can't forget Margie's.
Yeah. Well, we got to go. But again, I really appreciate you being here. And let's do this again when the Arts in the Parks kick off.
Sure.
Or sooner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Tim. Bob, Tim.